Look, someone from Dad's class carved this. Carter traced one hand over a section of rock face that read, Homecoming, 1982. Barely visible now, it sat next to a freshly carved slogan, Homecoming, 2118. And now, Oliver discovered a set of symbols that made his jaw drop. Should he show Carter and Jessica? Suddenly, another whoosh made the three of them turn their attention back to the road. A CP vehicle slammed to a hovering halt. We have to get out of here, Jessica whispered. Listen, I figured out the series of numbers. At least I think it'll get us back. Help me, Carter, she whispered. The lab partners hurriedly punched in the numbers. Oliver glanced through the bushes toward the road. A whole squad of agents had emerged from the car. Jessica handed him back his phone. The CP agents were fanning out around the trees. Jessica grabbed Carter's hand, then Oliver's. On the count of three, press call. 1, 2, 3. Epilogue. Warm enough now, Ollie? Safely back in the gadgetorium, Carter joked about the coating of perspiration brought on by their shared sense of fear. But seriously, though, that took courage to come after me, little bro. It was an amazingly honorable thing to do. When they had returned, the boys called to check in with their parents. But first, Carter and Jessica had disconnected all the time travel devices. What they had tapped into was too dangerous for them to explore alone, at least for now. It's a shame, said Carter. I mean, just think of all the stuff we could learn. Oliver smiled to himself, suddenly remembering the set of symbols he'd seen scratched into rock and rock. JGB plus C McB, 2008, true love. Finally, Oliver possessed a bit of knowledge that his older brother had no clue about, at least not at the present time.